Hi, and welcome to the School Health Educators Podcast, where we discuss health education and how to best teach health ed in the K-12 setting. Hello, and welcome to the School Health Educators Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Reichel. And I have with me today, Catriona. Catriona, how do I correctly enunciate your last name?
Lenstrom.
Thank you. And Catriona and myself collaborated on a project that we'd like to talk about on today's episode. And that project is the schoolhealtheducators.org. website, which is also the schoolhealtheducators.com website. And Catriona did so much work behind this website. I'm going to start sharing my screen and show you the website if you choose to listen/watch this episode on the YouTube channel for School Health Educators. And then I'm also going to have, as I'm sharing that screen, Catriona is going to tell a little bit about herself, because we have a page of who she is on the website. So let me start sharing the screen. So I pulled up the initial screen for School Health Educators, and you see there's this emblem in which Catriona and I both have it on what we're wearing. She has a polo there. How are you liking that design?
Oh, I love it. I think it's very, very exciting, engaging.
Because I do believe in what we do in the field. And as it states on the website, we really want to create a forum for school health educators. The mission here between the podcast and this website is to provide a positive forum on best practices for K through 12 or pre-K to 12 health education teachers. Mm-hmm. So the first page of our site, you just see some basic information about the purpose behind the website, schoolhealtheducators.org, as well as mention of the podcast. On the right side of the page, you have contact information for myself. You can reach me at schoolhealtheducators@gmail.com. And then Catriona, in which, Catriona, what's a great website for people to contact you at?
So I have an e-portfolio online, and that you can find the link under Contact Catriona here. And then there is also my email address associated in that as well. And that would just be cblenstrom@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And I'm going to keep on referring to Catriona because she is the person that designed most of this website. Mm-hmm. So if anybody out there is looking for help, support for designing a website, she has become a professional here.
That's
on
right.
WordPress, how to create WordPress websites. So after the welcome page on the site, there is an About Us button. And that provides some information about myself. I am a former school health educator in New York State, and I'm back in New York State. I'm proud to be here working at a university upstate New York, SUNY Cortland, New York. And I have a brief description of myself on the website, including my accolades, my awards, the books I've written, my former podcast, the Puberty Prof podcast. And if you want to learn more about me, you can connect with me and or listen to the initial episode of the School Health Educators podcast. Also on this page is some information about Catriona, in which, Catriona, do you mind giving some background about who you are?
Yeah, so I am a Pacific Northwest native, still here, born and raised, and my background is in public health and health studies and learning about ethical considerations as they have to do with public health. I am so grateful that I had the opportunity to work with you, Lori, in making this website. It's been such an amazing time and experience. I've been learning so much about how the teaching health now is so focused on skills and so focused on creating minds and learning how to think. And it's been really beautiful.
It's been a collaboration. Again, the purpose behind any of these episodes, if people are on them, we want people to collaborate, to give people credit. And I can't say it enough that Catriona, you did a phenomenal job on this website, as well as understanding more about school health education and what we're about in the year 2024.
Yeah. So I've worked with youth before, I've worked with kids before, but it hasn't been in the capacity of coming from an educator or from a guardian or parent. It's more working directly with youth, and it's definitely a different experience being on the other side. It's been very, very cool and informative.
You've done some work with the Trevor Project Suicide Hotline, correct?
Yeah. And that was so beautiful, just learning about how kids are making it through this age. It's such a unique time, and it's so, so intense what kids are experiencing right now. And it's really important that they have all the support that they can get. And of course, everyone has gone through their youth and their teenage years, and it's so essential that you have the right tools to make it and to make it and successfully.
Well, thank you for your work with that organization as well as others.
Yeah.
Continuing on with the website, the schoolhealtheducators.org website, there's another link on the website that reads episodes. Right now, I went to it. If you're watching this, I went to it and nothing is found for the episodes because we're recording information on the website before the initial episode goes out. So eventually you'll see links for episodes of this podcast. And please remember to sign up to get reminders. So in other words, follow this podcast, the School Health Educators podcast. So when episodes are released, and the hope for episodes are every other week. And so you can get a notice if you sign up, because we'd love for you to listen in and perhaps get involved by contacting us. So moving to another tab on the website, the tab reads for planning your units. So it's titled in that manner right now because this is a tab for future and current school health educators to go to and find resources on where you can go for creating your units. You know, something that I totally support is that you think before you go into your classroom, use backwards design, think about, you know, who your population is, what the theoretical constructs are for how you're going to teach, but really what your kids need, and refer to national and or state health education standards. And how Catriona, actually the initial page that Catriona put together for planning your units, if you go to the main page, you'll see that it's broken down under skill development and then core concepts. So skill development, those topics underneath skill development refer to the National Health Education Standards, whichever ones you refer to, in which you see analyzing influences, accessing reliable resources, communicating effectively, decision making, planning and goal setting, practicing self-enhancing behaviors, advocating. And then there's two other links that were added on because in New York, we have the New York State Guidance Document. And on that document, we have the skill of relationship management and stress management. So under the main page, as well as under like the additional page underneath for planning your units, you see skill NHES 2-8. So that is how that's broken down. And then Catriona put together core concepts or functional health knowledge resources. And that refers to the National Health Education Standard number 1. And I'm going to go to that main page. And Catriona, do you want to share? Would you please share with us what those concepts are on this page?
So this whole idea, the resources that we put together, we have been so excited about, Lori and I, because it is very detailed, it is very extensive. We spend a ton of time finding resources for health educators. This NHES 1 is for functional health knowledge. We've got alcohol and other drug use, body image, climate change, environmental health, dimensions of wellness, and so many other different ideas that are associated with that, including sexuality education and tobacco vaping use. If you go under each of these individual links, they will, if you click on whichever one, like Lori, maybe, sure, trauma-informed education, which we're very excited about, they all have their own links underneath them. And under each of the links, it says the author who's to be given credit. And then it has just a really, really short summary of what is going to be found there. So for example, the first one is by Caroline Miller and Jamie Howard, How Trauma Affects Kids in School. So it describes what trauma can look like as expressed in kids and how it can affect them in the classroom. Just really straightforward, an easy way for you to find exactly what you need. And you'll see as we go through the resources that most of them are focused on educator to student relationships, and it's assisting the educator. On a lot of resource websites, you might find wonderful resources for students, and those are incredibly helpful, and we have a few of those. However, we really wanted to focus on providing resources for educators. So you'll also find through this ways to like take care of yourself as an educator. How do you take time throughout the day to make sure that you get your breath, to make sure of those things that you need as an individual instructor?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And just like Catriona explained, under the core concepts or functional health area of the website, you know, I mentioned the skills part of the National Health Education Standards 2-8, which I'm going to go back to because Catriona did the same thing on the website for each skill. So if I go to analyzing influences skills on the website, you click on that and it shows potential resources an educator can go to refer to analyzing influences, mm-hmm. like Generation Unlabeled. And that's associated with Dove. They have some things to help people understand the imagery that is impacting their self-esteem, how they perceive their bodies. So there's a variety of things on here. There's a variety of peers that are referred to in the field, like Health at School with Jen Mead. And she has a lesson relating to norms. And it's what is normal for teens, how perceptions influence our decisions. Mm. So One Love is noted on here. And please note that this isn't a total list. We're going to continue to put more resources on here, like RMC, in which RMC is noted. Okay, where do we have that one noted? It's noted under a lot of these skills, RMC Health. Mm-hmm. I love that resource. And so they have a lot of information that breaks down all of the national skills. So list that's here is a beginning list. If you find additional resources specifically for skill development in the health education classroom, please send an email to me at schoolhealtheducators@gmail.com. You can also contact Catriona. We want to make sure that we build this list on skill development because a lot of us were not trained in this originally when we went for our license for teaching school health, and we need to provide more and more resources for developing how do we teach skill development to young people. Does that make sense, Catriona?
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, like Lori said, it's not extensive. And this is all for health educators to share. If you have a great resource, please, please send it in. We're going to put it on here. If you have something you're like, the world needs to know, let us know. We will put it in. We will check it out. We will share it. because we're all working together in this and helping to create great environments for these, for the youth of today.
And as we note on the website too, you might note that some things that are noted for one skill or one content area might be usable in another. Yes, that's true. It depends upon how you're teaching it. So feel free to use these resources, whatever is the best way. Use the resources as the best way for you as an educator, most importantly, for your student success. The last tab that we're going to go over here is the More Resources tab. Right now, when I go to that, you'll see just a general list of more resources that you can go to, including things from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, things for just different organizations that are dealing with the wellness of children and youth. And then Catriona created additional buttons or tabs, mini tabs, for information to support the whole child as well as professional organizations. And would you like to explain one of those, Catriona?
Yeah, I'll talk about the professional organizations page. So, we spend a lot of time on contacting national organizations, state organizations, making sure we have correct links, correct contact information. So these are organizations that health educators can be a part of. If, Lori, you go to the state organizations, so this has all of the states and all of their associated health educator membership organizations. Some of them, as you can see, are free. Some of them, as you can see, are different prices, but all of them are there. The ones that do not have information readily available and are easily contacted, those ones, it says, please refer to the state organization's website. But we did the best we could in finding everything that we could about each individual state. So that is there for you to use. There are also, I think, let's see at the end. Okay, no, that would be, there's also national organizations, which is also its own page. And that has, there it goes. Yeah, under professional organizations, that's got like the American Public Health Association, American School Health Association, other national organizations that are focused on health educators and student health education. So check those out.
As stated in the initial episode, this website, as well as the podcast, the mission here is to provide, or the vision is to provide, a spot where everybody can go to, no matter how they choose to be associated.
Yeah.
So if you're a member of Shape America, great. Thanks for being here. If you're a member of SOFI, great. Thanks for being here. So there's so many organizations out there. We also put down information about the Health Advocates Conference that typically happens every January, and that's one of our guests, Dave Wiley. He's involved in that. So we're trying to provide as a list as best as possible for whatever your interest or ability will be, because sometimes an annual membership is out of a new teacher's budget. That's why before you graduate your programs, folks, please join up for whatever organizations you want to as a student.
Yes.
As a student, until you then, when you're in a professional field, you are paying a higher rate, which at times can be a little bit more money. That's the reality. Depends upon which organization you want to participate in. Yet every organization has something to offer.
Absolutely.
The other mini page, even though it's not a mini page at all, that Catriona created, is about the WISC framework. And that's the whole school, whole community, whole child. And she has put together information for every component of that framework, from health education, of course. That's what we have a background in. And then we have things for health services, counseling, psychological and social services, the social and emotional climate, etc. All of the components, we have a link there in which we have general resources too. So general resources that deals with, if you want to go to the ASCD links for the whole child framework, or go to the CDC or the Healthy Schools Toolkit, items are noted for supporting the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
And then another mini page on this site is some information if you need a consultant. So if you need somebody that can help you strengthen your school health education program, your curriculum, perhaps your WISC model. And as time goes on, more people will be added onto this list. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in having information of yourself or your business on here, please reach out to me, Lori, at schoolhealtheducators@gmail.com, and we can talk about that. So to conclude, Getriana,
yes.
Would you like to share anything else about the website before we can we end this episode?
I am just so excited about it. I have been in health educator circles. They're like, I need this link. I need this resource. Where do I go? Where do I go? And this is such it really is extensive, and it really is for all kinds of views on what educators might need. And so I'm really excited about it. I think it's very useful, and I think it's very helpful. So definitely something to spend some time on for sure.
And like Catriona mentioned before, if there's a resource that you're like, people need to know about this, mm-hmm. please send in us information about that resource. We'll get it on mm-hmm. the website as soon as possible. Those of you that have a website or a podcast, you know, sometimes you need some turnover time because both of us are working full time. Yeah, life happens, our personal lives, our professional lives.
Yeah.
But we want to do what's best for the field. And mm-hmm. as I said in the initial podcast, this is a collaborative effort here. I support your success. Catriona supports your success. And Catriona, again, thank you so much for your work on the website, as well as your support for starting this podcast. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. It's been wonderful.
Excellent. And with that, just some reminders for you folks mm-hmm. that you can continue to follow this podcast. Please favor it on your favorite podcast platform so you can get reminders of when future episodes are released. And check out the schoolhealtheducators.com or .org websites. We have both of those affiliated with School Health Educators for that site. And last but not least, remember that you matter. You make a difference in the lives of children and youth, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Feel free to connect with us again, and stay well, everyone.
Bye.